Question 1. You hear a man talking to his friend about his choice of career.
What would have been your dream job if you hadn't become an accountant?
I'd have been a professional musician. I grew up playing the cello and I loved performing. I couldn't think of a more rewarding job when I was at college.
So why didn't you follow your instinct?
It was hugely competitive trying to get a place in one of the big orchestras. And to me, if I couldn't play with the best, there was no point. It's not that I think I made the wrong decision, though I wouldn't mind doing something a bit more inspiring. Retraining is so expensive, though, and what I do has its rewards.
What would have been your dream job if you hadn't become an accountant?
I'd have been a professional musician. I grew up playing the cello and I loved performing. I couldn't think of a more rewarding job when I was at college.
So why didn't you follow your instinct?
It was hugely competitive trying to get a place in one of the big orchestras. And to me, if I couldn't play with the best, there was no point. It's not that I think I made the wrong decision, though I wouldn't mind doing something a bit more inspiring. Retraining is so expensive, though, and what I do has its rewards.
Question 2. You hear a woman talking about being a student at university.
It's odd looking back on the formative experiences of your life. My decision to study French at university was based purely on the fact that I'd been on a school trip to Paris when I was a kid, and I was absolutely enchanted by the city. I'd never previously intended to study French, or become a translator, or use the language for work. In fact, my parents were keen for me to follow in my father's footsteps and study economics, but they're proud of my language abilities now, and can see it was the right thing for me to do. It's odd looking back on the formative experiences of your life. My decision to study French at university was based purely on the fact that I'd been on a school trip to Paris when I was a kid, and I was absolutely enchanted by the city. I'd never previously intended to study French, or become a translator, or use the language for work. In fact, my parents were keen for me to follow in my father's footsteps and study economics, but they're proud of my language abilities now, and can see it was the right thing for me to do.
Question 3. You hear a man talking about acupressure.
Acupressure is an ancient Chinese healing method that involves applying pressure to certain parts of the body to relieve pain. It relaxes muscular tension and balances the vital forces of the body. Acupressure can provide relief from head, neck, and shoulder aches, promote healing, and some people say it can even stop you catching colds, though I can't say there's any scientific evidence for that, as far as I know. I'll be happy to demonstrate a few techniques in a moment. I just need a couple of volunteers. Thank you. Please come and sit here while I... Acupressure is an ancient Chinese healing method that involves applying pressure to certain parts of the body to relieve pain. It relaxes muscular tension and balances the vital forces of the body. Acupressure can provide relief from head, neck, and shoulder aches, promote healing, and some people say it can even stop you catching colds, though I can't say there's any scientific evidence for that, as far as I know. I'll be happy to demonstrate a few techniques in a moment. I just need a couple of volunteers. Thank you. Please come and sit here while I...
Question 4. You hear an actress talking about her new role.
Oh, I think it'll be brilliant playing Marcia. It's a fantastic character part, it really is. You see, my son in the play robs a bank, and the funny part about the whole thing is that his wife is the manager of the bank. He doesn't realise it at first because she's only just been promoted and she wanted it to be a surprise for him, so she was going to tell him that night. But then he goes in, robs the place and has a taxi waiting for him to get him away from the scene. It's a comedy, of course, and I can't wait for the opening night. Oh, I think it'll be brilliant playing Marcia. It's a fantastic character part, it really is. You see, my son in the play robs a bank, and the funny part about the whole thing is that his wife is the manager of the bank. He doesn't realise it at first because she's only just been promoted and she wanted it to be a surprise for him, so she was going to tell him that night. But then he goes in, robs the place and has a taxi waiting for him to get him away from the scene. It's a comedy, of course, and I can't wait for the opening night.
Question 5. You hear two students talking about remembering new vocabulary.
That was a useful class. I've always struggled to remember new words in German.
The association technique made a lot of sense, where you write down words you know with similar meanings.
It takes ages, though.
Well, that's a fair point. I still think I'd prefer it to memorization, just repeating a word until it sticks. Totally uninteresting.
I've never minded that, but what I found most helpful was the picture technique, where you relate the sound of the new word to something you know in your own language and think of a picture to represent it.
That wouldn't work for me. I don't have a good enough imagination.
That was a useful class. I've always struggled to remember new words in German.
The association technique made a lot of sense, where you write down words you know with similar meanings.
It takes ages, though.
Well, that's a fair point. I still think I'd prefer it to memorization, just repeating a word until it sticks. Totally uninteresting.
I've never minded that, but what I found most helpful was the picture technique, where you relate the sound of the new word to something you know in your own language and think of a picture to represent it.
That wouldn't work for me. I don't have a good enough imagination.
Question 6. You hear the captain of a plane talking to his passengers.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight. We'll shortly start making our descent into Brussels, where we'll refuel before continuing with the next leg of our journey. The skies are lovely and clear this evening, which means that in a few minutes' time you'll be able to see the lights of the port of Rotterdam over to your right if you look out of the window. The bright lights you can currently see to your left are in Amsterdam. No doubt many of you have already enjoyed visiting the city, so please sit back and enjoy the rest of the flight. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is your captain speaking. I hope you're enjoying the flight. We'll shortly start making our descent into Brussels, where we'll refuel before continuing with the next leg of our journey. The skies are lovely and clear this evening, which means that in a few minutes' time you'll be able to see the lights of the port of Rotterdam over to your right if you look out of the window. The bright lights you can currently see to your left are in Amsterdam. No doubt many of you have already enjoyed visiting the city, so please sit back and enjoy the rest of the flight.
Question 7. You hear a woman talking about taking up dancing as a hobby.
I've just started dancing. Something I never thought I'd do in a million years. But there have been so many of these dance series on TV, I just thought it might be worth a go. The Latin dances are the ones that really appeal to me, so I booked myself onto a course of salsa lessons. The first class didn't go quite as expected. For some reason, I just thought I'd be a natural, which turned out to be pretty far from the truth. I've got two left feet, and my coordination was terrible. I came away feeling slightly disappointed, but I'm determined to do better next time. Watch this space. I've just started dancing. Something I never thought I'd do in a million years. But there have been so many of these dance series on TV, I just thought it might be worth a go. The Latin dances are the ones that really appeal to me, so I booked myself onto a course of salsa lessons. The first class didn't go quite as expected. For some reason, I just thought I'd be a natural, which turned out to be pretty far from the truth. I've got two left feet, and my coordination was terrible. I came away feeling slightly disappointed, but I'm determined to do better next time. Watch this space.
Question 8. You hear a man and a woman talking about an author's latest work.
Nick, have you read that new book by Zach Park? You know, that brilliant science fiction writer. I think it really deserves to be called a masterpiece.
You mean Green Apples? Yes, I have read it, actually, and I enjoyed it a lot. I'm a big fan of Zach Park. I've read all his novels and collections of short stories, and I think this is his best novel so far. Do you know he's also written several film scripts, including The Track and All About You?
It doesn't surprise me. He's extremely talented. Nick, have you read that new book by Zach Park? You know, that brilliant science fiction writer. I think it really deserves to be called a masterpiece.
You mean Green Apples? Yes, I have read it, actually, and I enjoyed it a lot. I'm a big fan of Zach Park. I've read all his novels and collections of short stories, and I think this is his best novel so far. Do you know he's also written several film scripts, including The Track and All About You?
It doesn't surprise me. He's extremely talented.
That is the end of part 1.